Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Basketball and Other Things, a collection of questions asked, answered, illustrated. By Shea Serrano. Forward by Reggie Miller. Narrated by Sean Kristen. An Introduction by Way of 11 Questions. 1. Are you really going to just answer questions for the introduction to your book? Yes. 2. Why? Why do that? It just makes sense to me to do it that way. The entire book is a bunch of different questions getting answered. I think the introduction should be the same. 3. Will you tell me a little about the book? Sure. The book has 33 chapters. Each chapter is a different basketball question that, as I just mentioned, gets answered. And they're not traditional, normal, regular questions. They're not things like, was Larry Bird better than Magic Johnson, or whatever. It's new questions. Questions that you've, hopefully, not heard before or thought about before. That's what the book is. Oh, also, the questions are not related to each other. And what I mean when I say that is the book isn't a thing that has to move from beginning to end. It doesn't flow from one chapter to the next like the way a regular book would. In most cases, you don't have to listen to one chapter to listen to a chapter that comes after it. You can jump in wherever. 4. Is the book all NBA-related stuff? Pretty much, yes. There are two chapters that are about pickup basketball, and there's one chapter that's about an NBA player who's not an NBA player anymore. And there's a section about basketball players from TV shows and movies, but other than that, yes, it's all NBA-related stuff. 5. What did you mean in your answer to the third question when you said, in most cases you don't have to listen to one chapter to listen to a chapter that comes after it? Why the in most cases? Well, some of the questions ended up requiring answers that were way longer than I was anticipating. And so I just took them and, say, rather than having a single chapter that was 6,000 words, I'd take it and break it into two chapters that were 3,000 words. So there are some double chapters in here, and even a couple of triple chapters, which is truly dumb. 6. I read your other book, The Rap Year Book, and when I got to the end of it, I realized that you tricked me into reading a book that was secretly the history of rap. Is this one going to be like that? Is this book secretly the history of basketball? No, it's not that. It's definitely not that. I mean, yes, there's lots of information in here that after you've read it, you're going to be like, whoa, I know a lot about basketball now. But that's not the point of the book. 7. Okay, so what's the point of this book then? Does it have a bigger idea hidden away inside of it that I won't realize until I'm done reading it? It does, yes. I'm not going to tell you what it is, though. 8. Since it's a basketball book, am I going to have to know a lot about stats or learn a lot about stats, advanced or otherwise? There are stats that get mentioned in the book, definitely. Mostly it's just regular stuff, points per game, blocks per game, things like that. But there are some spots that reference advanced stats to help prove a point or strengthen a point. Here's a quick summary for you. Player efficiency rating, PER. This one uses a calculation of all the pieces of the traditional box score to tell us how efficient a player is. The average NBA player has a PER of 15. All-star players are usually around or above 20. League MVPs tend to hover near 27.5. Anything above 30 is exceptional. The highest ever PER was 1963 Wilt Chamberlain, 31.74. Box plus minus, BPM. This is a box score-based measurement that estimates a player's performance relative to the league average, and it's expressed on a per 100 possessions basis. What that means is, okay, if a player has a BPM of 5, that means he is 5 points better than an average player over 100 possessions. Anything above 8 is very good, and anything in double digits is unquestionable. The highest ever BPM was 2009 LeBron James, 12.99. Value over replacement player, VORP. This converts BPM into an estimate of each player's overall contribution to the team. So, basically, it tells us how valuable a player is versus replacing that player with someone else, or a replacement player. In this case, defined as a minimum salary player not in a rotation. Same as BPM, anything above 8 is very good, and anything in double digits is unquestionable. The highest ever VORP